Hello?
Yes.
Hey, let me see something with opinion research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and Cheeseman Center for Democracy to provide an accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the states. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Democrats, Republicans,
Democrat.
Or independents? Thank you. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. Then, during the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physicians. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment of South Dakota Constitution?
If it's in care of the mother? Is that what you said?
What? Which one? During the third trimester?
Yes.
During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited, except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician.
Yes.
Support or oppose?
I oppose, support.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, and state legislative and county races. All candidates, regardless of the party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two voter getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold to human consumption, except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use their state tax dollars designated to their child's education to pay to send them to private or charter school?
Oppose.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
If they support Trump, I will not support them.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions about health of democracy in general. How confident are you that the American elections results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Confident.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential elections or not?
Yes.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? State election officials in South Dakota, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
Not trust at all.
Okay. Elections officials in Democratic states.
Trust.
A fair amount of trust or a great deal of trust?
A fair amount.
Okay. Local election officials in your county.
Fair amount.
Okay. And election officials in Republican states.
Fair amount.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested, or there is no current threat to American democracy.
There is a threat.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Disagree.
Thank you. Is your age between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
50 and 64.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.